You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
4WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Public Health Sauk County invites community members to partner in tackling the top three health priorities identified in the 2024 Community Health Assessment: housing, mental health, and substance use. Together, through the Community Health Improvement Plan, the department and community members will work on meaningful strategies to create a healthier, stronger Sauk County. These priorities, chosen by Sauk County residents through a countywide survey, will focus local health efforts for the next 3 years. In response, Public Health Sauk County is inviting people from across the community to join local coalitions to make progress in each of these areas. Community members can get involved by joining one of the following action teams. Sauk County Housing Action Team seeks to increase housing availability by supporting local leaders. The team offers free technical assistance, housing assessments, and more. Prevent Suicide Sauk County focuses on reducing suicide attempts and deaths through education and promoting safe firearm storage for those in crisis. Partnership for Prevention reduces youth use of alcohol and tobacco or vapes, as well as prescription drug misuse by decreasing the availability of these drugs. And Support People and Empower Recovery, or SUPER, hosts monthly social events and collaborates with the Wishope Recovery Community Center to support people in recovery. To learn more or to get involved, contact Jody Molitor at jody.molitor@saukcountywi.gov or call 608-355-4315. The Family Thrift Shop will hold its monthly meeting Thursday at 1 at the Park Street Christian Church. Please use the Seminary Street entrance. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is warning residents of a slight increase in tick activity so far this year. Officials cited a few reasons for the increase, including a growing tick population over recent years, improved reporting of tick-related illnesses, and residents spending more time outdoors overall. They're also warning about the increased prevalence of deer ticks, with nearly 6,400 cases of Lyme disease reported in 2023. Residents should be on the lookout for signs of ticks when outdoors and take precautions like wearing long pants and sleeves. Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany is calling on the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin to prioritize overall power production and not to close coal-fired plants. In a letter to the commission, Congressman Tiffany said keeping all the state's current power plants online and opening new power facilities is critical to maintaining the state's manufacturing industry. He's calling for the use of all power supply sources, including natural gas, coal, and nuclear power. He also claimed wind and solar energy production can't keep up with the state's needs. Public News Service reports Southwest Wisconsin is seeing an increase in clean energy. Those in favor say these large-scale renewable projects are economically beneficial for the community. Around 10% of electricity in Wisconsin comes from renewable sources. These include biofuels, wind, and solar. Roughly 6,500 people work in the industry, which invest $15.5 million a year in property, state, and local taxes, and more than $15 million annually in land lease payments. Critics argue renewable energy replaces some of the state's agricultural uses. Those in favor claim less than 2% of Wisconsin's ag land is needed to reach the state's clean energy goals. Governor Evers announces a tourism hat trick in Wisconsin with the third record-breaking year in a row. Wisconsin Department of Tourism Secretary Ann Sayers said the state's tourism industry brought in a record-high $25.8 billion in total economic impact in 2024. This surpassed the previous year's record of $25 billion. This year's tourism hat trick includes a record-breaking amount of state and local revenue, a record-breaking 114.4 million visitors, and a record-high economic impact for tourism. The Trump administration argues that charges should not be dropped against a Wisconsin judge indicted for allegedly helping a man who is in the country evade U.S. immigration agents seeking to arrest him in her courthouse. Attorneys for the U.S. Department of Justice urged a federal judge on Monday to reject a motion filed by Milwaukee County Circuit Judge Hannah Dugan seeking to dismiss the charges against her. Justice Department attorneys say dropping the charges would be unprecedented and allow judges to be above the law. A motion hearing in the Chippewa Falls Lily Peters homicide has been rescheduled. The Chippewa County judge in the case had an illness necessitating the Monday hearing be rescheduled for a later date. That comes just days after the court ruled to seal records on behalf of a 17-year-old defendant, Carson Petersberger. Court documents show Judge Stephen Gibbs granted a motion to seal the transcript of the investigator's interview recording with Petersberger, as well as a flash drive containing a video of the interview. Only attorneys and the defendant can have access. The Wisconsin Court of Appeals previously ruled that Petersberger will be tried in adult court. He was 15 when 10-year-old Lily Peters was killed in April 2022. June is Dairy Month in the United States, a time dedicated to honoring the contributions of the dairy industry and the hardworking individuals behind it. Locally, excitement is growing across Crawford County as several community events are planned to mark the occasion. The month-long celebration shines a spotlight on dairy farmers and others involved in the production and distribution of dairy products. It also promotes the nutritional value of dairy and encourages families to enjoy milk, cheese, and other dairy items as part of a healthy lifestyle. Locally, the annual June Dairy Day celebration in Soldiers Grove will return on Father's Day weekend, offering a blend of family-friendly entertainment, food, and recognition for the dairy community. A major feature of this year's festivities will be the first-ever Crawford County Coronation Banquet, set for Monday, June 16th at the Eastman United Methodist Fellowship Hall. This new event will honor incoming royalty, including the county's Fairest of the Fair, Junior Fairest of the Fair, Dairy Princess, and Little Miss Squirt. The evening will begin at 6 with a cheese and cracker social and a chance to meet the contestants. Displays highlighting the past year of the outgoing royalty will also be available. A homemade dinner prepared by the Eastman United Methodist Church will follow at 7, along with remarks from a guest speaker currently holding a statewide pageant title. Crawford County's celebration of National Dairy Month is shaping up to be both festive and meaningful, showcasing community pride and continued support for the dairy industry. The bridge connecting Wisconsin to Iowa is now open. After being closed on May 17th, the Iowa Department of Transportation said the 94-year-old Lansing Bridge was open as of 10 Monday morning. In an update on Monday, Iowa DOT officials said after inspection and engineering review, the bridge is safe to cross. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Packers minicamp continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. Day two of the Packers minicamp, GM Brian Gutekunst spoke to reporters on the practice field, saying although the team held firm on their offer to Jaire Alexander, the two sides met in person on Sunday before the decision to release him.
Well, I think we wanted to give it as much time as, again, he's a really good player. And, you know, I think as he came in, had really good conversations with him on Sunday, and I just kind of felt this was always best.
Baseball, the Brewers and Braves series wrapping up today. The crew with a 4-1 win last night over Atlanta, thanks to home runs by Jake Bowers and Jackson Churio on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Churio into center, well struck, it is back and it is gone!
Manager Pat Murphy.
A lot of good performances, great to see Churio. William Contreras was great on both ends. Bowers hit the big homer.
In golf, Peyton Albers of Wanakee, the winner of the Division I Boys State High School Golf Tournament. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. More drama from the Blake Lively-Justin Baldoni legal proceedings. First, last week, Lively dropped two claims against Baldoni, the director of It Ends With Us, which Lively starred in and produced. Now a judge has dismissed the director's $400 million counter-lawsuit against Lively, her husband Ryan Reynolds, and the couple's publicist. Yahoo Entertainment says this is a major setback for Baldoni. Bottom line, It Ends With Us, the sequel, is probably never going to happen. Sylvester Stewart, also known as Sly Stone, has passed away. The groundbreaking musician was the leader of the band Sly and the Family Stone. The band is known for chart toppers like Dance to the Music, I Wanna Take You Higher, and of course, Everyday People. Stewart is considered a pioneer of funk and influenced such musical acts as Prince, Stevie Wonder, Michael Jackson, and the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Sly Stone was 82. Actor and star of Dark Waters, Mark Ruffalo, has agreed to join the cast of Being Human and is the last name of the film's hero, Judy Human, a disability rights activist from the 1970s. The film will be directed by co-director Sean Hader. Ruffalo's part is undisclosed, but is said to be a key role, according to The Hollywood Reporter. Ruffalo is a four-time Oscar nominee and native Wisconsinite. Can you imagine living in a house that was featured in a famous TV show? Joanne Quintana doesn't have to imagine it because it's real. She lives in the house that was used in Breaking Bad as Walter White's family home. Apparently, she is getting a little tired of people standing outside and staring, so much so that she recently turned a hose on them, and she'll do it again. A video was shared on Instagram by an influencer named Santi, who captured her hosing down gawkers, according to the New York Post. Quintana says she gets so tired of the onlookers, she's listed the home and is asking for $4 million, probably because her water bills are so high. God has apparently taken a break from helping athletes win games and is focused on Hollywood. According to the Crazy Town Tribune, comedian actress Roseanne Barr is claiming God is the one who told her to send a racist tweet in 2018 that ended up getting her fired from The Conners, which was a reboot of her previous show, Roseanne. Barr says God, by telling her to tweet, helped her wake up, enabling her to be fired from The Conners because she was having nightmares about the show. So God wanted her to send a racist tweet. God still apparently made The Conners quite successful without her, which is odd. If you're like me, you're wondering what exactly is God's angle here, as the Supreme Being remained pretty hands-off when it came to other sitcoms like Seinfeld or Modern Family. Barr also admitted to being on a mixture of Ambien and alcohol on the night of the tweet, which probably made it a little harder for God to wake her. Folks, apologies are out, and nowadays it's about the double down, and this is one of the most convoluted I've ever seen. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 83 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, a few scattered showers and thunderstorms with a low in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, more of the same, scattered thunderstorms with some locally heavy rain and a high in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 70.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.